The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Get ready. By next year, your boss could look a little different, as in younger. A new study out says that for the first time, Gen Zers are finally starting to enter management positions.
Oh, we're going to be all working for Bree soon.
You just do the math. Gen Z runs from 1997 to 2012. So the oldest members of that group, they're going to be turning 28 next year, meaning many of them are about to have a full decade in the workforce, which means it's time to move up. Betsy Allen Manning is an expert on trends in the workplace. She owns a company helping people succeed in business. They're based here in North Texas, and she joins us right now. Betsy, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How's it going?
We're doing great. So listen, if this is true, does it poke holes in what older generations tend to say about Gen Z, that they're lazy and unmotivated?
Yeah, it's actually opposite. They're not lazy and motivated. They just have a different way of approaching work, and they are rising as leaders. They want to lead yesterday. We actually recently conducted a national workforce study in partnership with the U.S. Census Bureau and found Gen Zs want to step up as managers more quickly than any other generation.
Well, of course that's the case. They want the money quick. I've always heard that's a situation that is a problem, that when they enter the workforce, they automatically expect more money than previous generations. They don't want to pay their dues, so to speak. Is that not really the case?
I don't know if it's they don't want to pay their dues. They're used to having things fast. Think about it. They were born coming out of the womb with an iPad, so they literally have everything at their fingertips. And for them, they want it now. And the problem with this is they need to rapidly learn how to become an effective leader. And I think that's where the biggest challenge is going to come in. Many Gen Zs, they're being trained with technical skills, but not with updated leadership skills. And since most companies are still using outdated programs from the 80s, they're setting Gen Zs up to fail as leaders.
I know that there was also a separate survey that found that most hiring managers are skeptical about the younger generation's ability to lead a large group of people. But hasn't that always been the case? You get the older generations shaking their fist and their darn kids, they can't do the job.
Yeah. Yeah, the landscape may have looked a little differently back then, but most people, they don't just need the skills to do their job properly. They need actual leadership skills. And today, because employee expectations have changed so drastically over the last 5 to 10 years, they need what we call power skills, right? For instance, everything from effective communication, coaching skills, managing teams, delegation, time management, attracting talent, building collaborative teams, developing a purpose-driven culture, just to name a few. And if companies don't invest in this leadership development, they're going to be stuck on the sidelines as companies, their competition just races ahead of them.
All right. Gen Z members as managers, is their management style? I know it's early. They're just entering this situation. But how is their management style differing from generations past, would you say?
They are all about a sense of purpose in the workplace. So our research shows that 73% of Gen Z workers need a strong sense of purpose to feel satisfied in their jobs. So smart organizations, they need to align leadership training with Gen Z's desire for more meaningful work and a values-driven environment. That's going to be number one for them to consider you a destination workplace. So, and think about it. People of all ages work harder for a purpose than a paycheck. But with Gen Z, if your mission and your core values don't line up with theirs, they're going to be swiping left on your workplace culture.
And if you're an older employee, and I'm looking in a mirror right now, who suddenly finds himself or herself with a 28-year-old boss, how do you handle that?
Well, first of all, understand that they're bringing a new set of skills and knowledge. For instance, they may be more equipped with technology, AI. So understanding that they will bring some of these skills in, and they may be able to help you and guide you and mentor you in areas. But Gen Zs also need to realize that they have people that are older than them that have more experience in the workplace, and to actually lean on them and have them contribute ideas for the workplace to be better, because you've got more experience.
All right, Betsy, that's great advice, good information. We appreciate the time. Betsy Allen Manning, an expert on trends in the workplace, kind of these young bosses come up. Betsy, thanks so much. Appreciate the time. You said you have you've never had a boss younger than you?
I've had a boss that's a couple of years, maybe like one or two, but nothing substantial, like a 10-year difference, anything like that. So I don't know. It'd be interesting.
You stick around.
Yeah, exactly. And especially in this industry, I know they're getting younger and younger. So
I can promise you it's going to happen.
It will.